Oskaloosa Republican Guy Vanderlinden invited a room full of lobbyists to speak up, starting with those in favor of the bill.
Tell us what you think about it, and then we will go to those who are opposed to the bill. Same deal.
First, a little history. Back in the 90s, casinos agreed to supplement prize money for dog racing in exchange for putting in slot machines. That was the start of the so-called racinos. Since then, attendance at the tracks has plummeted. Casinos say racing is just a drain on profits and on the charities casinos contribute to.
I feel that it's time to stop racing in Iowa and to get on with other things.
Dog racing is dead. It's just a thing of the past.
That's lobbyist Bill Wimmer speaking for Mystic Casino in Dubuque and Jim Carney for Caesars Entertainment in Council Bluffs. The casinos have been trying for several years to scrap the dog tracks, but Carney says the dynamic is different this year. City officials and chambers of commerce are on board, and the casinos are offering $70 million, a sort of retirement fund, to ease the breeders, trainers, and other employees out. But lobbyist Don Avenson with the Iowa Greyhound Association is not impressed. He says it's a casino money grab.
I don't understand why we're in a rush to help this industry. An industry that's whole premise is built on false dreams and glitter. It produces nothing whatsoever but money going to Las Vegas.
While the economic stimulus from dog breeding benefits the entire state, Avenson says, not just the communities that land a casino. Two members of the three-member panel signed off on the bill, but Bellevue Republican Brian Moore, who has several dog breeders in his district, did not. Moore cites the original deal that if casinos want slot machines, they have to support the races.
I think it's there. You know, it's been an agreement, but I still believe in an original agreement.
And Greyhound backers add it's the slot machines that killed the racing. The casinos say the money they're offering for a so-called soft landing for the dog racing industry is unprecedented. Jim Carney with Caesars says dog tracks have closed all over the country with no similar subsidy. He says the greyhound industry should jump at the chance to get out.
If you were a buggy whip manufacturer and someone came and offered you this kind of money, what would you do? If you were any kind of business that was just going broke, what would you do?
There's some indication that the Greyhound folks may get a better deal before it's all over. A meeting is scheduled for Thursday, bringing together the interested parties. Representative Vanderlinden says he hopes they come up with a good compromise.
We're still hopeful that the parties will settle this between themselves, and all we'll have to do is dot the I's and cross the T's.
And there are a couple of ideas being floated to get the Greyhound Association on board. Dog breeders may be given more time to phase out so that puppies who were just bred can mature and race. They're also holding out hope to be able to continue racing at a private facility unconnected to the casinos. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.